in our Q&A with Kim Durham.
If it wasn't for the money, I think people wouldn't actually care about the whole Dracula business.
Instead of your Loch Ness monster.
Exactly.
Miles Jupp boards a train in the footsteps of a fictional English solicitor.
If Jonathan Harker arrived at Castle Dracula as tired as I was, he would have been in no fit state to do any convincing whatsoever.
In search of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
A lot of people just say, are you a real vampire? No, I'm not.
So join me, Miles Jupp, on Halloween in the Trainspotter's Guide to Dracula.
Tomorrow morning at 11:30, and then available on the Radio 4 website.
Now, the first in a series of four dark fantasy adventures featuring the immortal William Palmer, Pilgrim, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
Don't you just love the sound of his name?
It's quite a place you have here, Cecilia.
Tadeusz Zawadzki.
Handy for Colchester, too.
What?
I never realised Taddick had this kind of money stashed away. The house, the woods. Oh, sensational.
If there's something on your mind, Mr. Cripps.
Well, it was all a bit...
All a bit?
Or you and Taddick.
Love's like that? And it's Tadeusz. Taddick makes him sound like a child.
Ooh, then it's love.
No need for the face, Jimmy.
Look, I've been a friend, a close family friend, for over 35 years, and all I want to see is that he's all right, okay?
Then why didn't you just say so? Follow me.
Ooh, holy smokes.
Impressed with our walled garden, I see. Built in the 18th century, you know. Tadeusz is sleeping just over there.
Where?
By the trees.
This isn't right. There's something not right here.
Hello, Jim.
You'd best watch your step there.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185, for denying the presence of the other world by the king of the grey folk, or fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Packing up, Mr. Palmer. What did you say your name was again?
Henslow. Henry Henslow. The scooter's all right outside, isn't it? Only it isn't locked.
You're from Millwood and Pepper.
I am. I assume you've received our letters.
Well, letters?
I have a list of the dates sent.
And you are?
Henry Henslow. And it's my privilege to only deal with the one account. Your account.
Did Stephen Pepper send you here?
Mr. Pepper retired some years ago now, and Mr. Millwood the Elder has, I'm sorry to say, passed on. In fact, it was his son, Mr. Millwood the Younger, who told me that you're an extremely hard man to pin down, Mr. Palmer. Are you sure you're all right?
Well, as you can see...
You're moving, yes. You will provide us with a forwarding address, I hope.
Was there a reason you came here today, Mr. Henslow?
Truth be told, I was expecting to speak to a considerably more elderly gentleman, going by the dates on some of these documents.
I'd like you to leave, please.
I've not offended you, have I?
Just get out of my house.
Your daughter's house?
What did you say?
You purchased this rather beautiful home for her back in 1983, I believe. Doris' sister? She's not about, is she?
No.
If you don't mind me saying, you don't appear to be doing very well on your own, Mr. Palmer. The kitchen here.
Yes, I do mind you saying.
And now there's this somewhat anomalous event, too.
What anomalous event?
Concerning the trust fund you set up in May 1951 for Tadeusz
Zawadzki. Oh, no.
Is something wrong?
Oh, no. No, I just reminded myself of something I was supposed to... What's happened to Tadek?
We're right about this date, aren't we? 1951, because that doesn't quite seem possible.
Please, what anomalous event? Has something happened?
The withdrawal of over £1 million has happened.
When?
Mr. Zawadzki's wife is terribly upset. In fact, it was her that persuaded me that it was high time Millward and Pepper tracked you down. And so, 7 long months later, here I am. Still, if you'd sooner I went...
£1 million, you say?
Yes, Mr. Palmer.
Her name's Cecilia, William.
Cecilia what?
You're just Cecilia.
And you don't know her last name?
Slice of apple.
Well, you look well, Ava.
I look old. And you, of course, don't look a day over 35. But you don't look well. We've missed you over the years. Tadek especially.
You knew how to get hold of me.
Not even a Christmas card.
I thought you were pleased to see the back of me.
Are you sure about this apple? It's very good.
This man, Henslow, he said that Tadek had made a considerable withdrawal from the trust fund.
I barely threw the door and straight to business.
It's just that I'm concerned.
About what? Your money?
No, about you.
You don't seem good, William. In yourself.
Do I not?
60 years Tadek sits on that trust fund of yours and doesn't spend a single penny. Not one. 5 minutes with Miss Lolita. And he's moved out of Southend and bought himself a house near Colchester. Biscuit?
No, I'm fine.
No biscuit, no apple. Tea?
Miss Lolita?
According to Jimmy Cripps, she just marches into the florist one January day. Just marches right on in and orders a dozen roses. The next morning, my husband's picking his bags and waving bye-bye. From out of the blue. Much obliged, Cecilia.
And who is this Jimmy Cripps?
Our neighbour. He went to visit them.
And how did that go?
Shall I tell you what this friend of yours said to me by way of an excuse? This boy you took under your wing. Shall I? That this might be his last chance. His last chance to experience, to really experience love. After 52 years of marriage. His last chance. A 77-year-old man with a 24-year-old doing who knows what in Crowsfall Wood.
Horrible. What? He's gone to live in a wood?
Now I see you're interested.
There you are.
Their new house is right at the heart of it. Oh. The one thing you told us he was never to do.
And have you told anyone else about this, the police?
All things considered, I'd say anything to do with Tadek and Crowsfall Wood was more your area than theirs, William. Milk or lemon in your tea?
You're not telling me your wife never bought you new shoes, Tadek?
Sheds, but never shoes.
That means I do something for you Ava never did, doesn't it?
What did we agree, Cecilia? The comparisons. Is it a nightingale?
Where?
That's a nightingale. Listen. Whatever do you see in me, Sissy?
I see everything I ever wanted.
But I'm so old.
Not to me, my poppet. Tell me that story again.
What story?
What story? I'll start you off. It's Poland, and it's during the war, and you're not quite 11 years old, and you're in the forest. When these two...
Not again, Sissy, please.
Where are you going? Tadeusz!
Who's that there?
My name's Palmer, Mr. Cripps. I'm an old friend of Ava's.
Are you alone?
Completely.
Yeah. Wipe your feet on the way in, please.
I really don't see what the long face is all about today, Ush. After all, I tell you things, don't I? I tell you everything. And it's just a story, isn't it? You said so yourself.
All right.
You mean it?
Yes.
Shall I start, or will you?
Sissy.
So, it's Poland, and you're not quite 11 years old, and you've just escaped from the pig farm where these evil Nazis treat you and all the others like less than slaves. And you're all alone and lost in this great big forest. Alone, that is, apart from these two German soldiers shooting to kill. And you are...
Running for my life.
And suddenly, despite the incredible fear that threatens to overwhelm you, you have this sense, this instinct, right in the very roots of you, this amazing, terrible instinct to call upon the forest. And to your astonishment, the forest answers in this what... This thing emerges from the very heart of it. This incredible spirit of the forest thing, and it decides to come and live inside you. Is that right? It goes inside you, possesses you.
That's right.
And suddenly the shooting. And suddenly the shooting.
Stops.
Yeah?
Because the spirit intervenes.
The spirit is now inside you. The spirit intervenes and pulls these soldiers all to bits. Rips them to shreds, dispatches them without mercy.
It was terrible. Terrible.
Ask me, they had it coming. Was there blood? You've never said if there was blood.
Can we go in now, please?
Tell me how you do it.
How I do what?
Unleash whatever it is that's inside you.
That's history, Cecilia. Ancient history.
Tell that to Jimmy Cripps.
What?
You know, I think it must be being out here in Crowsfall Wood that does it. The fresh air. It encourages the changes.
What changes?
There's the four of us on holiday in the Seychelles. We look a right proper sight, don't we?
You look happy, Jimmy.
Best piece of luck we ever had was when the Zawadzkis moved next door. That's what Val said. My wife Val, she's passed.
I'm sorry.
Great family. And what green fingers he has. Mm. Man could grow daisies in the desert, I swear.
You must miss him, Tadek.
How is it you know him again?
Oh, we go way back.
Worked with him in the florist, did you?
Something like that.
Tadek never said.
Eva tells me you've had a bit of a hard time of it lately.
Hard time of it?
Out at Crowsfall Wood. It must have been upsetting, I'd imagine. Tadek taking up with his girl, Cecilia.
You never worked in the florist, did you? Who are you?
I told you, I'm an old friend of the family's. We can go and ask Ava if you like.
Yeah. But who's to say Cecilia never sent you?
I assure you she did no such thing.
Oh, you assure me, do you? Then why are you asking me all these...
Hold on there.
I need to sit down. I have to sit down.
Easy does it, Jimmy.
Who did you say you were again?
William Palmer. Shall I go and fetch Ava?
And you swear, you absolutely swear, that you don't know this Cecilia?
Honestly, Tadeusz, I don't see what you're getting your knickers into such a twist about. Jimmy Cripps turned up here out of the blue, and you proceeded to give the silly old bat the fright of his life. Goodbye, Mr. Cripps. Oh, smell that fresh air.
Jimmy Cripps is a very dear friend of mine.
Well, he's not a very dear friend of whatever it was you turned into.
I became something else.
It was very exciting.
You saw this, for certain?
Of course I saw this. Are you not listening to me? Because you scared the living hell out of him. You're not going to pretend like you don't remember, are you? Ow!
Are you making this up?
Of course I'm not making this up!
Cecilia!
Look! I can understand that a man who's possessed by some forest spirit or whatever it is that's inside you must have a few residuals knocking around in his backpack.
What?
So I'm prepared to cut you a bit of slack on the issue front, all right. What I am not prepared to accept is abuse. Not from you. Not from anyone. And I don't care how incredibly magical you are. Because I've been a bloody incredible lover to you today, Zawadzki. Gobsmackingly marvellous, in fact. No need for that look, is there?
Who are you, Cecilia?
What do you mean, who am I?
I mean, who are you? How do I know you?
I'm the girl from the florists. The girl that loves you, remember?
No. No, I don't remember. And Ava.
What about Ava?
Where is she?
Where you left her, I'd imagine. At home in Southend.
But she's my wife.
And you left her for me. Your last chance to experience, to really experience love.
I said this?
Yes, you did, my poppet.
After 52 years?
Not having a change of heart.
Oh,
are we?
God forgive me!
Tadeusz!
And why do you keep calling me that? Nobody! Nobody calls me that. Nobody.
You just need to rest, my darling.
No, I don't. Rest is the last thing I need. Now, if what you say is happening to me is actually happening to me, then there are things we must do as a matter of urgency. Precautions we must take. And then you must get as far away from here as possible.
You're not suggesting I leave you.
I'm not suggesting. I'm telling.
But why?
Because the spirit has awoken, and I am defenseless against him. How did this happen, Cecilia?
What?
Was it told you about me?
Nobody told me anything.
Tell me the truth, Cecilia.
The truth is, I really don't have the first idea of what you're talking about. Now, I'd really like to go in, because you're scaring me.
Which is as it should be.
How could Tadic have taken up with somebody like her, Palmer? How? She says it's love, but that's not love. That's cruelty. And Tadic was a lot of things, but cruel he was not.
No, he wasn't, Jimmy.
And what he's done to Ava. Devastating. Of course, I thought about calling the police. But what could I say? I was attacked by a tree. How's that going to make me look? I don't want visits. I can look after myself. How come you ain't particularly spooked by any of this?
Who says I'm not?
Well, it's there in your face, clear as day.
Thank you, Jimmy, for everything. You've been more than helpful.
What am I going to do about my skin?
Your skin?
Yeah. See for yourself.
Ah, Mr. Granger! Just the man I wanted to see.
Where's Mr. Zawadzki?
Mr. Zawadzki is...
He's what?
He's indisposed.
Well, I'll be grateful if you gave him this.
And what's this?
My final bill, which I'd appreciate you settling right now.
Your what?
Well, because I'm not working on this house a minute more.
Can't this wait for later, Lloyd? I'm completely dogged.
Come over here and look at this.
At what?
My van.
And when did this first start to appear?
Night I got back from Crowsfall Wood. First I thought it was just a rash or something. But then when it spread onto my chest and... What is it, Palmer? Because it looks like tree bark to me.
I need to know exactly what happened in Crowsfall Wood, Jimmy.
I went out to see Tadek for Ava to try and talk some sense into him. Mm-hmm. But Tadek was nowhere about, was he? And then we went into this walled garden and I don't even know how to say this. The trees became like a person or something, an animal. And it spoke to me. Hello, Jimmy. Like we was acquainted.
Did it touch you?
Well, I fell over. Remember, I fell over.
Did Cecilia do or say anything?
She just laughed. What am I going to do, Palmer? Because this is getting worse.
Just try and be calm, Jimmy.
Yeah, but I'm not calm, am I? I'm a very long way from calm. And you still haven't said how you know Tadek. And don't give me no nonsense about the florists.
Well, I first knew him when he arrived in London.
Well, that's back in, 45?
46.
You're telling me you've known Tadek since he was 12 years old?
I am.
Then that would make you the best part of 10 years older than me, mate. And I'm looking at your face.
Pilgrim.
You took your time.
Took me time about what?
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but there is another matter that I must attend to.
You're going to Crowsfall Wood, aren't you?
I'll be back just as soon as I can.
What was that thing that attacked me, Palmer?
I'll explain everything to you when I return.
No, you'll explain everything to me now. So?
The thing that attacked you, Jimmy, was a spirit of the forest.
Was a what?
He's had so many names, even he forgets. He chose Tadek when he was still a very small boy.
So, you're telling me what? He's possessed? Is that what you're telling me? My friend and neighbour of 35 years? Possessed?
While you were neighbours, the spirits hibernated.
Hibernated? Hmm. Hibernated where?
Inside of him.
Inside? What kind of crazy talk? And how is it you know so much about it?
It was me that put it to sleep.
And how'd you do that?
We went up into Austerley Woods in the autumn of 59, just before he was married, and I contained it.
Contained it how?
I said a spell. I said a spell and I made a promise. A promise that each year I would make a libation to the forest. Only this year...
Only this year what?
I failed to do that.
So, this is your fault. Does Ava know about this thing? This spirit?
She does.
Can you say a spell and help me?
I'm going to help you, Jimmy. You just have to trust me.
I lived a quiet life before all this, Palmer.
Me too.
Don't know what I'm going to tell them down at Bowles.
I honestly don't know what it is I'm supposed to be looking at, Mr. Granger.
The marks there.
What marks? Well,
those marks. It's like the fan's been mauled.
Mauled by what?
Oh, by some kind of animal.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. A lion.
In Essex.
Well, how would you explain it?
How are we doing on the woodland path? Cleared yet?
Am I talking Chinese, lady? My van has been attacked.
To tell you the God's honest, It's more than a bit of a relief to have a big, strong man about the place.
Aye?
Makes me go all giddy and gooey just thinking about it. Know what I mean, Lloyd? Hedy.
You keep away from me.
And how exactly am I going to do that when all I want to do is snog that big, sexy face off?
But what about Mr. Sawatsky?
Don't you want me just the littlest bit? Because I think you do, Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
But nothing? Now what in the name of all that's wild and wonderful are you waiting for?
Mr. McAdam.
That you, Pilgrim? I was starting to wonder.
It's been too long.
River ran your back then.
How are the chains holding, Cece?
The chains are completely perfect, Lloyd. Just check to see they're all secured around the back of their tree.
Are you sure Mr. Zavatsky's okay out here?
It's what he wants.
I don't think I'd want to be chained to a tree.
Can you make sure the water bottles are within his reach, please?
Who is this?
This is Lloyd Tadeusz. Lloyd Granger. He's doing some work on the house for us, remember?
He needs to go away. You both need to go away.
Let's not hurt his feelings, sweetie.
You sure you're okay there, Mr. Zavatsky?
Grim.
What did you say?
Grim.
Cecilia!
Go down to the gate, Lloyd. Don't let anyone in.
Are you sure?
Positive. We'll leave Tadeusz here in peace.
Pilgrim.
Won't do you no good, Pilgrim. Bringing all your woes and troubles to me. No good at all. Here, take hold of that chair leg, will you, while I eat?
That's quite a fire you've got there.
You can't be too warm, can you?
Look, it isn't for myself that I seek redress this time. It's for Doris. The king has denied my daughter her human death, as is decent and proper and right. Just as he denied me mine. And he imagines that I will what? Just accept it like I've always accepted it. Because I'm just Pilgrim, the devil's wanderer.
That Doris of yours went off with Puck to save you. Her own free will. You know it, I know it, King knows it, and there's an end.
Yes, but no.
No ifs or buts or any other kind of silly what have yous. Because while you've been moping around licking them wounds of yours, you has neglected to appease the old spirit of the forest. There was an agreement. Yes, there was.
Yes,
but somebody forgot to do what they was ought to do, didn't they? Somebody just sat around the house in his gym jams eating Rice Krispies and singing woe is me, oh woe is me, didn't they? And all that time the spirit was waiting for his libation. And when that libation never come, when that wine was not spilt on the bough of the oak, when them flowers was not left at the foot of the ash, then what does the spirit do?
Look, berating me is not going to make much
difference. The spirit does, as the spirit must. He sticks his gnarly head up over the fence, doesn't he? Because the spirit of the forest thinks it's springtime, doesn't he? Thinks the time has come to stretch them leafy legs and go and say hello to those what is waiting.
Well, who's waiting?
Well, there's the mystery, Pilgrim. Who was waiting for that spirit to wake?
I think the person who was waiting is called Cecilia.
There's something magic-y about this business. Old magicy too. Not good for hot bloods. Not good for grey folk. Tampery.
Old magicy?
Like from the old, old times, before we had ourselves a king even, when there was chaos.
What do you mean?
Spells not heard in the longest time have all been freshly spoken. Fights that were long considered won are about to be fought again. And all because you forgot to make your libations.
That's why I'm trying to put things right.
It's too late for that. Best thing you can do, Pilgrim, is walk away. Of course, once you decide to help bury that spirit, you should never have left that boy of yours alone. Should never have left him to fend for himself.
I only did what Tadeusz wanted me to do.
What he asked of you was not in the globe of you to give. And now the river's run it all back. My advice, leave it alone. Find yourself another road.
I can't do that.
Won't do that.
If you like.
On your own head, then.
Mr. McAdam. Mr. McAdam.
William!
I'll be right with you, Ava.
You best come right now.
What's happened?
Have you ever seen anything like it? His skin.
Let's just raise his head a little.
His face looks like dried leaves. Did Tadek do this?
Please, Ava.
You said you made whatever it was that afflicted him go away.
Yes.
On our wedding day, you promised me.
Yes, I know.
And now he does this to poor Jimmy.
I will sort this out, Ava. I will.
My mother would have fetched a priest by now.
Sorry, I can do for you, mate.
Well, actually, there is. I'm looking for Cecilia.
Lloyd. Cecilia who?
I don't have the time for nonsense, Lloyd. My name's Palmer, William Palmer.
Don't care what your name is. You can't come in.
I think you better let me pass, Lloyd.
I can't apologize enough for Lloyd, Mr. Palmer.
Cecilia?
I imagined you a lot older.
And I imagined you.
You imagined me what?
Why am I chained to a tree?
What were you going to say?
Is Tadek hurt?
Of course he's not hurt. How dare you even suggest that? But if you're here to rescue him, forget it. He doesn't require rescuing. He's perfectly happy where he is. Couldn't be happier, in fact. So there's really no need to worry, is there?
Who said anything about rescuing him? If what I think has happened, then it's all about containing him.
Lloyd and I have the situation under control.
Ah, then there is a situation.
Stop trying to put words in my mouth. And why are you looking at me like that?
You're not grey folk, are you?
I'm not what folk?
In fact, you don't have the first idea who I am, do you? And you're scared.
Who says I'm scared?
What flowery talk of yours. That's not you speaking, is it? And if it's not you, then who is it?
We're really not getting off on the right foot, are we?
Who was it who introduced you to Tadek?
Nobody introduced me.
But somebody pointed you in his direction. Now, who was that?
Please, stop that, Tadek.
Well, does Tadek know that I'm here? Did you tell him I'd arrive?
I don't think so, no.
Chain me now and let me try and put this right.
I can't.
You can and you must, or Tadek will have your head tonight. You and Lloyd's. No question, no mercy.
Like murderous Germans.
Exactly like that.
And then he'll have realised his potential, won't he?
Who was it who put you up to this? Oh, for goodness sake, let me go to him.
There.
Finally.
She said it would be all right. She said... She promised.
Who said? What did she promise you?
I've done a terrible, terrible thing, haven't I?
Just get away from here. Oh, you and Lloyd.
She said her name was Mrs. Pleasance.
Hurry, Cecilia! What's going on with the weather?
You have to leave.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Just do as I say.
But you need me here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Granger. Sorry for everything. Honestly, I am.
Well, what do you mean you're sorry? Sorry for what?
For kissing you.
Well, I'm not sorry. I love you. And it's... What was that for?
Just get in that stupid van of yours and drive away.
Man, that really hurt.
Good. Now get away from here.
Where's the wind gone?
I don't know.
It's like someone switched it off.
Cecilia?
Oh, who the hell is this now?
It is Cecilia, isn't it?
Ava?
Perhaps you could help me. Take my arm.
Of course.
I'd like to see my husband, please.
Her husband? Who's her husband?
Of course you would.
Is he alive?
This way, Mrs. Zavatsky.
Cecilia!
I told you to go, Lloyd! So go! Go!
Tadek! It's William, Tadek. I thought you might be pleased to see me. Right. Well, while we've got a minute, there's something I've been meaning to get straight for years. What was the name of that teacher that I found for you? One who taught you English. She had a husband who was disabled in the war. Is it Fred? Anyway, it took a real shine to you.
What was their name?
Shilly something.
Shillingworth.
Shillingworth. The Shillingworths of Isleworth.
And her husband's name was Frank. He lost a hand at Arnhem. He lost a hand at Arnhem, and you said...
That was careless of him.
In the kitchen of that flat you had in Brentford. The wallpaper with the roses.
Oh, the hours you stared at those roses.
And you said to me, Tadek, you're transfixed. And I was. I was transfixed. I thought you'd forgotten all about me, Billy.
I'm sorry, Tadek.
I've been so frightened lately. You can't imagine.
Well, then it's time for us to go home.
Home?
Yes, to Ava.
I want you to know something, Billy. I want you to know that I was grateful. Grateful for all you did for me.
Please don't talk like this.
I'd like to hug you, Billy. Can I hug you? You'll let me go, won't you? Say you'll let me go.
I'm not sure I'm quite ready to...
I don't know what it is about you, Pilgrim. But something's actually stopping me from tearing you all to bits.
There must be some agreement we can reach regarding Tadek.
His race is run. His song is sung.
Tadek? Someone here to see you.
Hello, Tadju. I beg you that you release my husband, Spirit.
Did Pilgrim not explain the rules?
At least let me talk to him.
No.
Let them speak for a minute, Spirit.
For a minute?
Please. That they might say goodbye.
Very well.
Our thanks to you, Great Spirit. Tadek.
You shouldn't be here, Ava. None of you should.
But I am here.
It's time for me to go, my love. The forest...
Can you do anything to stop this, William?
Can I, Tadek?
Not this time.
And what will you be in the forest?
I will be free.
And live as the spirit?
He is who I am, Eva, and has been forever. Besides, he has promised to acquaint me with all the lost names of the wind.
50 years, Tadru. A lifetime.
Forgive me, my love.
Then take me with you.
No.
Can't you do something, Palmer?
Shh. I think it best we be quiet now.
Tell the children that I love them.
Don't do this to me, Tadru. Please. I'm begging you.
I have been in the spirit's debt for over 60 years, Eva. It's high time I repaid it.
And me. Our marriage.
Was my word. Never doubt that.
Tadru.
How can you do this to her?
Enough, Cecilia. Quite the adventure, eh, Pilgrim?
Indeed.
And now?
Tadru. What do we do now, William?
We live.
That won't be easy.
No.
Will you stay with Eva, Mr. Palmer? See, she's all right.
Where are you going?
She said she'd...
She said she'd what?
She said she'd help my sister if I did as she asked me. If I won over Tadek. Mrs. Pleasance.
She'd help your sister?
I'd appreciate it if you didn't follow me.
But
where is she going?
I'm sorry, Eva. Sorry for everything.
Cecilia!
And if you'll just sign here at the bottom, Mr. Palmer, then I think we're all done. Yes.
Good.
Joseph and Dorota Zavadsky and their dependents are to be provided for in perpetuity.
Yes.
As well as James Bernard Cripps. Mm-hmm. Quite the fairy godfather, aren't we?
Pilgrim.
If there's nothing else...
You'll keep in touch, I hope.
Indeed.
Excellent.
Mr. Hensler?
Quite a to-do up there at Crowsfall Wood. Told you to find another road. Did I not tell you that?
Yes, you did.
And here is me now with a message from the king. Me. Who keeps his nose well out of it. Me, who's never been nothing but a friend to you, Pilgrim.
And the message is?
That there will be discussion.
Odd-sounding message.
Concerning she who is lost.
Doris.
But there are conditions.
And they are?
You bring us this that calls itself Pleasance.
And why would I do that?
Because it's in your best interest to do so.
You sound frightened, Mr. McAdam.
She has herself unfortunate connections. And if she has her way, then we'd all best look out. Because she won't stop till she has everybody at her beck and call. And that's as bad for you as it is for us, Pilgrim.
What unfortunate connections?
Suki Hill. And that's all the song I've got to sing. I'll see you.
Mr. McAdam.
Excellent. And if there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate. Are you all right, Mr. Palmer?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Was there anything else?
Only that you seem better.
Better?
Healthier than at your daughter's house.
Nothing like a renewed sense of purpose.
Sorry?
And I'll be sure and forward you an address just as soon as I have one.
I shall await it with bated breath, Mr. Palmer.
In Pilgrim, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton, Tadek by Carl Johnson, Cecilia by Faye Castello, and Eva by Susan Engel. McAdam was played by Dudley Sutton, Cripps, John Rowe, Granger, Ricky Lawton, and Henslow was Adam Billington. The director was Mark Beebe.
And Pilgrim continues tomorrow.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been charged with conspiracy against the United States. Mr. Manafort and an associate, Rick Gates, are also accused of money laundering in relation to their dealings with political parties in Ukraine. The Trump administration said Mr. Manafort only served as campaign manager for a short time and was asked to resign when allegations against him mounted. The Leader of the Commons, Andrea Leadsom, will reply to an urgent question in the next hour about the latest claims of sexual harassment at Westminster. Downing Street said Theresa May was deeply concerned by recent allegations about the behaviour of some MPs. Spain's chief prosecutor is planning to bring charges of rebellion and sedition against members of the Catalan regional authorities after last week's unilateral declaration of independence. The government in Madrid has been taking direct control of the administration in Catalonia after sacking regional authorities. An independent review of deaths and serious incidents in police custody in England and Wales has called for sweeping changes to the way they're handled. It recommends that investigations should no longer be led by former police officers. The former Lord Advocate of Scotland, Dame Eilish Angiolini, who carried out the review, says a national coroner service should be set up to address inconsistencies and fundamental shortcomings in the current approach.
The coroner's system itself does not allow coroners to, in this context, really have the inquisitorial role that they are given. They therefore are dependent on the other agencies to carry out the investigation. Coroners are employed by local authorities. Some of them indeed have in their back office seconded police officers.
The incumbent president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been re-elected. He won 98% of the vote in last week's rerun of the election. The turnout was just under 39% after the main opposition leader urged his supporters to boycott the poll. BBC News.
In the unabridged Devil's Dictionary, Ambrose Bierce defines quotation, noun, as the act of repeating erroneously the words of another. Well, Nigel Rees will be having none of that for the next half hour.
Ours not to reason why, ours but to do.
You haven't finished it.
I think it's more appropriate to end there.
Quote, unquote. The Quotations Programme, devised and introduced by Nigel Rees.
Hello again. The great American journalist, critic and sage of Baltimore, H.L. Mencken, made this very pertinent remark as long ago as 1943.